Zohar, Chok Yisrael, day 4, Parash Ksisisa, next sermon from 193b. Gav the Noah in the same vein, Ad lo Chok Yisrael, before Israel sinned, Bishai to the Kaim of Israel to Sinai, the time Israel stood on Mount Sinai, means when he received the Torah, Yisavri Menai Ozuma da Haichivya, passed away from them the dirt of the snake, which means from the original sin, the snake was the embodiment of the negative forces, negative energies of the tree of knowledge, and when they ate from the tree of knowledge, Adam and Chava, so the negative energy of the snake was injected into them, and that caused the type of spiritual dirt, which comes the desires and negative traits, ego and selfishness, and a person has to work to cleanse himself from it. When we receive the Torah, they received purification from it. Because then an elevation of inclination was in the world. Was pushed away from them. Then they were united with the tree of life. They rose above, and they didn't descend below. If it said they rose above, of course they didn't descend below, but it means they rose above and they stayed there where they belonged above. Then they knew and were gazing at supernal looking glasses, which means each looking glass is a type of a window. It is seeing different manifestations of divinity. So many different manifestations of the effulgence of the divine light on the level of prophecy to that intense degree. And the eyes were lit up. They were lit up with divine light. And they were bliss to know and to hear. And then the Holy Blessed Be He girded them with the like weapons of the holy letters of the holy name. This type of like being armed with weapons against negative forces and to shine Hashem's light in the world intensely. That this snake was not able to rule over them. It didn't purify them as at first. Like, in other words, like it used to be. Kivan Chatu Begla, once they sinned with the calf, it's Avu Minayu Kolin and Dagan and Horani Loin, passed away from all these high levels and lights, passed away from them. It's Avu Minayu Chagiru Mizainin, and the being armed weaponry passed away from them. The Satru Mishmokadishi Law that they are crowned from the supernal holy name. And they draw upon themselves the bad snake, as at first. They caused death to the whole world. Well, Basar marks even after that was written, in Shmos 34:30, and Aaron, all the children of Israel, saw Moshe, v'nei Koran, or Ponov, behold, was shining horns of light, the skin of his face, shining rays of light, and they're afraid and come close to him. Tochazi, come and see a new revelation, Maxiv, because Mesa was written at first. Israel saw the great hand, speaking when they came out of Egypt, and by the splitting of the sea. Shmos 14:31. They all saw supernal effulgences, the shining of looking glass of light. The Ksiv is written there in Exodus 20:15. And all the people saw the voices. They had a synesthesia. They could see divine light from sounds. And by the sea they saw and were not afraid. When a person is on a high spiritual level, he can take intense degrees of revelation and light and not be phased. The Ksiv is written in Exodus 14:2, this is my Lord and I will glorify him. After they sinned, they weren't even able to gaze at the face of the middleman, which means they couldn't even look at Moshe, just between them and God. Maxim is written in Shmos 34:30, they were afraid, come close to him. And come see. Maxim, who was written by them in Israel, said, and the children of Israel took off their crown from the mountain of Chorev, which means that Mount Chorev is another name for Mount Sinai. And they took off the crowns of light revelation that they received over there after the sin, because they weren't fit to bear them or weren't able to bear them also, because they descended in their spiritual stature. And this is a verse there in Shmos 33:6. This avu minayo inan designing this chabru v'hu material Sinai. Passed away from them, the glorious weaponry that are attached to them, and Mount Sinai. We can lo yishlik b'u'ah chiv yabisha, in order it should not rain upon them that bad snake. Kivin this avu minayo, once it was passed away from them, Aksiva was written, there verse 7, Moshe yikach es oil v'natalo michutz l'machane. And Moshe took the tent and planted it outside the camp, harchek min ha-mechane, far from the camp. Amar b'lazir b'lazir, my high kora l'gabi high. What does the rest of the verse have to do with that? Kivin the yodah Moshe is abru minayu l'Israel, inan zayin l'on. Once Moshe knew and passed away from Israel those supernal weapons, Amar, he said, ho vaday mikan al-hala chiv yabisha yesi zaday v'nehu. Certainly, from now on further, a bad snake will come to dwell among them. V'yokam mekdusha hacham b'nayu yistav. If the temple will stand up over here among them, it will be impure. Miyad immediately, Moshe kachas oil v'natalo chutz l'machane. Moshe took the tent, planted outside the camp, harchik min ha-machane, far from the camp. Begin the chama, Moshe da kedin yishlot chiv yabisha. Because Moshe saw that then rain, the bad snake, madal ha-hova makad mistana, was not before that. So see how much a person goes away from Hashem, chas v'shalom, he loses and goes down and damages himself. How fitting it is to keep person himself up close to Hashem. This can bear great revelation close to Hashem.